Thank you for joining us today. My name is Wayne Appelhans, and I am a Senior Product Marketing Manager on the Cloud and Enterprise Field Strategy and Operations team. To help our field sellers learn more about the practical application of our own technology, we reached out to Microsoft's IT team to learn a bit more about how the use of SQL Server 2016 R services helped the company improve the decision-making process, leveraging its own supply chain management data. Today we have Dave Langer, Principal Program Manager within Microsoft IT with us, and we'll be discussing Microsoft IT's use of our services to optimize the supply chain. Welcome, Dave.
Thanks, Wayne. So over my past 8 years here at Microsoft, I've been absolutely fascinated by the sheer amount of data we have inside the company and how much data that resides outside of the company and how we could potentially use that data to make better decisions in real time or make better predictions about the future. In my current role as an IT manager for the program management team that owns the IT data platforms that are used to run Microsoft's manufacturing supply chain operations, I've been continually fascinated about how I could work against this data anti-pattern that I see across the company.
I can see that concern. So tell us, how did you get interested in SQL Server R services?
Yeah, so that's pretty easy. So I have a data science background, and I'm a bit of an R junkie, so it's my default language for data science. So when I was at an internal training conference back in January of 2016, I got really excited when I saw the product team talking about all the investments the company's making in R across our product portfolio. In particular, I got very excited about R services in SQL Server 2016, and I left inspired to try and apply that technology to a supply chain business problem, which I was able to do during the Microsoft company-wide hackathon back in August.
So that's inspiring, Dave. So what challenges are you trying to resolve by leveraging SQL Server using our services in the supply chain?
Yeah, so most of what we try to use data for in supply chain is optimizing operations. That's either improving customer service levels or reducing costs. So using the data that we have in our data warehouse in SQL Server, for example, how could we use the power of our services to achieve some of those goals?
That's very interesting. So you weren't 100% sure what you would find, but you had a gut feeling there was potential insights that could improve the business value and process within the supply chain management efforts within Microsoft?
Yeah, so the moniker of data science is actually apropos, because like a scientist, when you're working with data, you postulate a theory or a hypothesis. You have to validate your assumptions. And if everything lines up and works out, then you need to create a model that actually reflects those hypotheses and theories that you have. And that's exactly what we were doing.
Oh, I got it. So what did you find?
Well, Wayne, what we found was that the combination of SQL Server and R services enables a lot of really interesting scenarios for the supply chain. So one example is that you can pull in real-time weather data from like tweets from the National Weather Service and then overlay that with your supply chain operations to see, hey, is this tornado or is this earthquake going to impact my operations? Another aspect is R supports linear programming, which is a particular mathematical technique that's widely used in supply chain optimization for inventory strategy, logistics cost optimization, a whole wide range of scenarios. Another scenario is that oftentimes a supply chain's data warehouse doesn't have geographic data in it. So you have addresses, but you don't necessarily have the longitude and latitude, excuse me, to understand exactly where things are positionally in space. So you can use R to reach out, grab that geospatial data, and then incorporate that into your data warehouse so you can have much more rich analytics across a number of scenarios. Yeah. Another option is you have text analytics. So for example, if you have feedback from your customers in your database, you can say, okay, well, let's do some root cause analysis on maybe some of the reasons why they're returning products in my reverse logistics supply chain. Another example is that we can use a broad range of forecasting models and use them together in a group, which is commonly referred to as an ensemble. And what that does is it allows you to create more accurate forecasts, whether that's demand forecasting or supply forecasting, than you would have with any individual model working in isolation. Another scenario that we envision for using our services for is imagine you have a warehouse. And this warehouse is packing product and it's shipping it out to customers. And you have a daily goal for how much product they're supposed to ship. You could implement a process using our services where you're taking in the constant information from that warehouse and saying, look, am I forecasting whether or not you're going to meet that demand, that target? And if you're not, I can alert a supply chain manager to then go talk to the warehouse and see what's going on there from an operational perspective. Another scenario, and this is one that's near and dear to our hearts at Microsoft, as well as I'm sure a lot of our customers, is that in the warehouse, a very common thing that you do is you pick product, you pack it, and then you ship it out. Now, if you might imagine, if the things that commonly are bought together are closer together in the warehouse, that makes that process more efficient. So you can use association rule mining using our services to find that out. What are the products that are most commonly bought together? Another broad range of scenarios is inventory optimization. We talked about linear programming before, but another technique you can use with our services is clustering. I can go out and I can take a look at the patterns of demand that I have, the patterns of shipping that I have, and start clustering and say, look, you know, should I change my inventory mix, my inventory strategy, based on the actual behaviors that I'm seeing in my running supply chain? Yet another example is you can build and train machine learning models. And as you well know, machine learning is all the rage these days. So you can build ML models to try and predict, hey, based on customer and product and geography and channels, let's say, what purchases are likely to be returned? And can I understand what those behaviors are and maybe start having some reaction to that proactively? And lastly, you can imagine, if you will, if you're a company that builds very capital intensive or very difficult to service products that are in the field, predictive maintenance models may be something that you're interested in. So rather than waiting for something to break down and go fix it, you can actually start using machine learning to create a model to say, look, you know, based on the information I have about this product, we should probably send someone to do some proactive maintenance on that product.
That's really cool. So what are you working on to bring these things into production? What's failed? Any general comments?
Yeah, so what we've done is, so we got a lot of excitement from our hackathon project. And so our business partners have decided to take a few things into production. So one thing they've taken into production is one of the scenarios I mentioned before, which is, hey, I'm going to grab data about the weather, earthquakes, tornadoes, things that could disrupt the supply chain in near real time, and I'm going to collect that. Mm-hmm. I'm also going to go out and actually mine social media in near real time for other types of disruption that may be germane to my supply chain, which is things like, hey, maybe there's going to be a strike, or maybe there's some political upheaval, that sort of thing as well. And then lastly, taking that data that they're collecting and then mapping it to the global footprint of the supply chain, where our factories are located, where our shipping lanes are, where our product is going, and then saying, look, are there any of these potential disruptions that are close to our supply chain operations?
So what did you learn from that?
So one of the things we learned is with the new ArcGIS mapping capabilities in Power BI, when you use R and get all that geospatial data that I talked about in your data warehouse, you can create these visualizations that just pop and communicate what's going on in the supply chain to the supply chain managers in very efficiently. The other thing that we learned was we're going to mine Twitter data. So the natural inclination is to think, well, that's a big data problem. And what we found actually was that the Twitter data that we were mining for the supply chain actually wasn't that big. And both SQL Server and our services scaled to that level of data just fine. We didn't have any problems. Yeah. And then lastly, as Microsoft's first and best customer, we learned a ton about working with the product, iterating it with it quickly over time, and we collected all that feedback up and gave it to the product team so they can make those improvements so that our customers outside of Microsoft can enjoy the benefits.
That's a great recap, Dave. So what's next for you and your team using our services?
Yeah, so currently we're doing another data experiment. So we have a hypothesis, a theory that for online retail deliveries in North America, there may be patterns of behavior, especially around the holiday, the busy holiday season, where we could potentially apply the clustering capabilities of R to our data and say, look, is there ways to optimize the inventory strategy to do two things? One, improve the customer service levels and also reduce cost.
Well, thank you, Dave, for that very intriguing conversation around how IT is using SQL R services to improve the supply chain management solution here at Microsoft, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks, Wayne.